Allah is called Al-Adl, and it means He is the most just and fair. This name is so important that the school of Ahlul Bayt has considered it part of the roots of Islam, the Usul al-Din, and is studied on its own under the subject of Tawheed. What does it mean that Allah is just and fair? Sometimes a person might think justice means to treat everyone equal. For example, a teacher gives everyone an A for their work whether they were good or bad. This is equality. But is it just and fair? No, of course not. Imagine you come to a judge because someone has stolen your money. He says, split the money equally in half between both of you. This is equality, but is it just and fair? No, of course not. When two students both work with the same difficulty and same energy, then the teacher gives them both an A. This means the teacher is being just. This is called equity and not equality. This would be just and fair. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees two believers, both pious, both good, both working hard, He rewards them the same, and that would be just of Allah. This is what we mean when we say Allah is Al-Adl, He is just and fair. Allah's justice does not mean giving equality to everyone. This will actually be injustice. Rather, Allah's justice means to give everyone what is best for them and what they need to succeed in this life. Allah judges people based on their potential, their circumstances and abilities. Everyone is born different. Some have advantages and some have disadvantages. Not everyone can act in the same way. Allah gives everything in creation the ability to reach perfection based on its potential and capability. Allah will not judge you because you could not fly like a bird or because you couldn't reach the same level as a prophet. He will judge you on your efforts, your sincerity, potential, and intentions. How should we live by this name? 1. Act with justice. Give everyone their due rights. Don't discriminate between others. Don't give preference to someone just because he is your brother or sister or a friend. Judge them with justice, fairness, and with equity. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Blessings are multiplied through justice." 2. Do not commit injustice. Injustice can be against ourselves by not obeying Allah. Injustice can be towards our family by hurting them. Injustice can be against anyone at school by bullying them or discriminating against them, and so on.